Father, we thank you, Lord, for this day. But truly, this is the day that you have made. And Father, we shall rejoice. Father, therefore, in your matchless name, we declare and decree that no weapon that is formed against us shall prosper. Father God, we decree even now this space, this time, this moment that we're in, it shall be a space of unity. It shall be a space of strength. It shall be a space of supernatural power and empowerment in the name of Jesus. Father, we decree in your matchless name that we are the head and not the tail. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we decree and declare that we are the blessed of the Lord. And whatsoever we touch, it shall prosper in your matchless name. We declare that our footsteps have already been ordered by you. In the name of Jesus, we decree and declare favor and wisdom to be granted unto your people. We declare in the name of Jesus that supernatural doors shall open up. We declare that we are the healed of the Lord. We declare that the blessings of the Lord shall come and will not add any sorrow. We thank you, Father, for all the things that you're doing, because, Father, we understand and we acknowledge even now on this call that you have started a good work on the inside of us. And, Father God, you and you alone are going to perfect those things that concern us. We thank you, Holy Ghost, that the impossible is already being made possible for us. And we will praise you and we will lift your holy name up in the name of Jesus. Prophetess Bethany, open up the line so we can get the prophet praying in the name of Jesus in the Holy Ghost. Father, we just thank you tonight for another midnight cry, Lord God. We thank you that we can come together boldly to your throne of grace. Holy Spirit, fill our rooms, fill our lives with your glory. Father God, I thank you that as we acknowledge you in all of our ways, we know that you will direct our path and you will order our steps. We honor you. We abide in you, Father God, as your word abides in us. And we can ask whatever we will, and it shall be done unto us of our Father which is in heaven. Father God, we thank you right now that you have made us the head and not the tail, above and not beneath. We will lend to many nations and borrow from none, Lord. Thank you for your provision and your protection tonight. Thank you that the blood of Jesus covers us, the blood of Jesus. And I pray for Archbishop Ebenar Jordan and Pastor Deborah. Lord God, bless them and their family. Cover them, protect them, keep them in perfect peace because their mind has stayed on you. I thank you, Lord God, for my husband tonight, my prophet Michael, Lord. Bless him, Father God, tonight. Give him favor. Surround him with loving kindness and tender mercies. Grace and mercy follow him tonight in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to your name, Jesus. Hallelujah, and thank you, God. Thank you, God, for my life, my health, and my strength. Thank you, God, for this prayer line and for covering us on tonight, God, on this morning. Thank you, God, for your goodness and your mercy, for your love and your loving kindness. Thank you, God, for your grace, which is sufficient for us. Thank you, God, for your healing. Thank you, God, for your love and your patience with us, God. Thank you, God, and we just thank you for being able to be here on one accord, God, praying in the Holy Ghost. We thank you for your mercy, God. Thank you for each and every person on the line, God. Bless them in a mighty way. Thank you for the Master Prophet and Prophetess Deborah and for their vision, God. And thank you for the company of prophets. I ask you to bless each and every one of them, God, and help us to keep moving on, moving forward, and not to grow weary or tired, but to find our strength in you. Our help comes from the Lord. We cast all of our cares on you, and we thank you. Thank you for our families, and bless them and keep them in perfect peace. We give you glory, honor, and praise in Jesus' name. Amen.
And Father, we thank you for another day to come into your presence. Father, we thank you for the Jordan family. We thank you for the Cohen family. We thank you for the company of prophets. We thank you for every concern that is on this line. Father, may everyone and each one of them be met. Father, I thank you for my niece, Tia Bay. I thank you for the great news, the good report for her operation on June 2nd. Father, I thank you for the good report regarding my daughter Lene and her surgery that's scheduled for June 28th. And Father, I thank you for the travel for my nephew, Tadlib Bey, that's about to go to Argentina for a few days to be recognized and for his work and what he's doing and his mission. Father, I thank you for traveling mercies for him. Angels, keep a hedge of protection around him. Father, I thank you for clear focus. I thank you for great guidance. Father, I thank you for just protecting the children worldwide. Father, thank you for the elderly. Protect them as well. Father, I thank you for your grace and your mercy and your strength. Father, I just thank you for your loving kindness. Father, I thank you for just who you are and what we are in you. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Almighty Power One, for all that you have done and doing in our lives, oh God. Oh God, we thank you for the covering of our homes and our family, God, and the covering of us, oh God. Oh God, we thank you, God, for leading us and guiding us along the way, and we thank you for ordering our steps, oh God. Oh God, we thank you for preparing a table for us in the presence of our enemies, oh God. Oh God, we thank you for strengthening us, oh God. We thank you for wisdom and knowledge and understanding that you give us, oh God. We thank you, God, for making a way out of no way, God. We thank you, God, for setting us free, oh God. And we thank you, God, for setting a path for us, oh God. Oh God, we thank you for people in authority, oh God. And we thank you, God, help them to go your way and not theirs, oh God. Oh God, we thank you for the peace that passes all understanding, God. And God, we thank you for your healing power and touching and healing all those who in the need of healing, oh God, this day at this time, oh God. Oh God, and we thank you, God, for keeping us in the right mind, oh God. And we thank you, God, for all the wonderful things that is coming our way, oh God, for your blessings, oh God, for the blessings that you've given us, oh God. Oh God, we thank you for favor that's coming at our door right here, right now, oh God. And God, we thank you, God, for our leader, Master Prophet, and the leading lady, Prophetess Deborah Jordan, oh God, and all the loved ones that surround them and their families, God. And we thank you for all the families, for all the prophets and all the pastors and all who's on the line today, and even those who is not on the line today, God, wrap your arms around them, oh God, in your holy name. And thank you, God, that whomever form against us shall not prosper, and every tongue that rise against us in judgment, you shall condemn. And thank you, God, because when you arise, the enemy be scattered. In Jesus' mighty name, amen and amen.
Amen. Prophet Dominique. Prophet Dominique
DeCruz. Yes, I'm here. Father God, we thank you for this day, Father. We thank you for, Lord, the spaces created, Father. We thank you for those saints that have come here together, Lord, to pray, Father, and to lift up your holy name, Lord, to keep others in prayer, Lord. We pray for those who are not feeling well, Lord. We thank you those who are maybe mentally exhausted, physically exhausted by some strain in their life, Father. We ask you for continuous covering over all the saints, Father, and we thank you for their families, Father. Lord, let their families be a stronghold for them as well, Lord. Let them families be a platform and a foundation for them as well, Lord. We just pray for family in this season, Lord, even though family may be far and near, Lord. Let them feel a bond like never before, Lord. Let them talk more than ever, Lord. Let them not just talk, Lord, but let them communicate, Lord. Let them have dialogues that are continuously building, Lord. We thank you for family and generational wealth, Lord. We speak to the wealth that is in within us right now. We cause it to uprise, Lord. We call it forth right now in this season, Lord, because we need it more than ever more. We need our independence more than ever more, Lord. And we thank you for the opportunity and the creative ways to create that, Father. And we just continue to thank you for families, Father. We thank you for the example, Lord, that Archbishop Ebenard Jordan and Pastor Deborah Jordan have created for all of us, Father. We thank you for their families, Father. We thank you for the growing, the young ones that are growing, Lord. We just thank you for this space of community, Father, Lord. Continue to keep this community whole, Lord, and complete, Lord. We thank you for everybody on this line, Lord. We thank you for the children that are a part of our community, Father, Lord. We thank you for the youth group, Lord, that is there at Zoe Ministry, Lord. Continue to touch the leadership there. Continue to touch Joshua, and continue to touch Sherry, Sherelle, and continue to touch Brentis, Father. We thank you for their leadership in the space, Father. We thank you for just continuously moving in the direction. I thank you for all the youth over this summer, Father, Lord. Let them not just be left to boredom or left to idle mind, Lord, but let them be, you know, move in the direction and grow themselves, Lord, and grow their skill sets, Lord. We just thank you for this next generation, Father. We really just pray for them and pray for oneness, Lord, in our community, both young and old. In the name of Jesus we pray. Amen.
Hallelujah. We bless you, Lord, for bringing us out from up under the burdens of oppression. We thank you, Lord God, that you rid us of all bondage and every yoke is being destroyed because of your anointing. We thank you, Lord, that you redeemed us with an outstretched hand with great judgment. We thank you, Lord, that you break the band of wickedness. We thank you, Lord, that wealth and riches are in our house and your goodness and your righteousness endure forever. Let the beauty of the Lord our God be upon us and establish the works of our hands, Lord God. Thank you for launching the deliverance from all works of the enemy. We thank you, Father God, that we come together to wait in your presence, because you said they that wait upon you shall renew their strength, and we mount up with wings like eagles. We thank you for the mounting up tonight. We thank you, Lord, for the undergirding and for the renewing of our strength. For you said they shall run and not be weary and walk and not faint. We thank you, Lord God, that you cause kings to be our foster fathers and queens to be our nursing mothers. We thank you, Lord, that they shall bow down to you, to us, with their faces to the earth and lick the very dust from our feet, because you have declared it so, God, that we may know that you are the Lord, for your glory, not for ours. We thank you, Lord, that those that wait on you shall never be ashamed. We thank you for breaking the bands of wickedness, and we pull down every stronghold of the enemy, and we push back and bind every spirit of witchcraft and sorcery in the mighty name of Jesus. We cover our leaders. The blood of Jesus prevail against the works of darkness, and we cover every prophet on this line and every family member that's represented. We come against disease, death, and dying in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Amen. And Father God, we thank you now for another midnight cry. Father God, we thank you for this new day, Father God. Father God, we thank you for our leaders, Father God, and Archbishop, Master Prophet, and Pastor Deborah Jordan. Father God, we thank you for touching their lives, Father God, as they continue to globalize the prophetic. Father God, we thank you for touching the company of prophets, Father God, each and every prophet, Father God, on this line, Father God, and those that are not even on this line, Father God, we thank you, Father, for for covering them, Father God, in this time, Father God, in this hour. We thank you for touching even the elderly, Father God, touching their bodies, Father God, and touching their minds, Father God. We thank you for touching our parents, Father God. We thank you for touching our siblings, Father God, and our children, Father God, even now, Father God. We thank you even for touching our coworkers, Father God, and those teachers, Father God, that are teaching our children, Father God. We thank you for the hedge of protection, Father God. Father God, we thank you for right decisions making in this season, Father God. Father God, we thank you for placing us in a worry-free zone in this season, Father God. Father God, we thank you for entrepreneurial ideas, Father God, in this season, Father God, and even in this hour. Father God, we thank you for touching our heads, Father God. We thank you for anointing our heads with oil, Father God. We thank you for our cup running over, Father God. We thank you and give you all the praise in advance for it, Father God. Father God, right now we lift up each and every prayer request even to you, Father God, and speak it done, Father God, and declare it done in advance, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for touching our physical bodies, Father God, and healing even matters of the heart, Father God. We thank you, Father God. Father God, we thank you, Father God, for coming against any spirit of loneliness, Father God, even now, Father God, because we know, Father God, that you can release only a peace that surpasses all understanding, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for touching even, Father God, our children's minds, Father God. We thank you for keeping them, Father God, such that they make the right decisions, Father God, in that they do your will and do your way, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for turning the hearts of the fathers back to their sons and their daughters back to their mothers, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for this prayer line, Father God. We thank you for doing a new thing even in my life, Father God, and doing a new thing even in my wife and my daughter's life, Father God. Father God, we thank you for even touching each and every person on this line, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for mending the brokenhearted, Father God, even in this season, Father God. Father God, right now we even come before you, Father God, petitioning for the sick, Father God, the sick, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for healing their disease, Father God. We know that you've sent your word, Father God. By your stripes, Father God, we are made healed, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for touching our lives in such a beautiful way, Father God, that only you know how. In the mighty and masterful name of your Son, Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen and amen.
Father God, amen. We come to you. Father God, we come to you, our God, boldly at the throne of mercy. Lord God, we thank you that for this day, because this is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it, Father God. And we thank you for every family that's representative here, Lord God. And we thank you for the visionary Archbishop Ebenor Jordan and Pastor Deborah Jordan and Mother Mary Jordan and all the Zoe family ministry, Lord God. We thank you for all the leaders that are represented in the Zoe ministry and all the global partners all over, Lord God. And we thank you for the ones that are here, and we thank you for the ones that are not. And Lord God, we thank you for the sick and the shut-in, Lord God. We thank you for everyone, Lord God, that is in high places, Lord God, that in governments, Lord God, the leaders of this country, Lord God, and all everyone in their prospective places. We thank you for the mothers of the Zoe ministry. We thank you for all mothers all over the global, Lord God. We just thank you for the children, Lord God, because they are our future, Lord God. And we thank you for everyone. And also, Lord, I thank you for my family, Lord God, for blessing them and healing them, Lord God, and bringing them through, Lord God. And we thank you, Lord God, for everyone that has the opportunity to join this line, Lord God, to be on this prayer. And we're thanking them for all their prayer lists and all the people that they're standing in the gap for, Lord God. And we just thank you for ever giving you the praises. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Heavenly Father. I thank you for tonight, Father God. I thank you for this midnight cry tonight, dear Lord. I thank you for everyone that's on the call, Father God. Touch everyone that's on the call, dear Lord. Touch their family, dear Lord. Touch those that need a financial blessing, dear Lord. Touch those that need a healing in their body, dear Lord. Touch those that's sad, dear Lord. Touch those that need delivered, dear Lord. Look upon those that's dealing with breakdowns, dear Lord, because we know the breakdowns make us strong, Father God. And Father God, I ask you to look upon Archbishop and Pastor Deborah, dear Lord. Look upon the family, dear Lord. Look upon Mother Jordan, dear Lord. Look upon Mother Bishop Berriam, dear Lord. Look upon all the mothers, dear Lord. Look upon all the families, dear Lord. And Father God, I thank you for salvation over my family, dear Lord Jesus. And Lord, I lift up my brother Barry Graham and Christian Graham tonight, Father God, as my brother is down at the jailhouse tonight, Father God. standing in the gap for his son, dear Lord. And, Father God, we know all things work together for those that love you, dear Lord. And, Father God, I ask you for the victory over this tonight, dear Lord. I ask for grace and your mercy upon this situation, dear Lord. Only you, Father God, can touch this situation tonight, Father God. And, Father God, I give you the glory. I give you honor, dear Lord. And we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. And Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for this opportunity to come before your name and lift your name on high even now, Father God. We thank you for divine healing even now, taking over those that are sick, Father God. We thank you for divine healing even over my body even now, Father God. We thank you for divine peace even now on your people, Father God. Father, we thank you for our families and our children and our elders even now, Father God. Father, allow your will to be done in our lives even now, Father God. Order our steps in your word, Father God, even now. I want to give you the praise, the glory, and the honor now and forevermore. I love you and thank you for this opportunity. In your mighty name we pray, amen and amen.
Hallelujah. Even so, Father, we give you thanks and we give you praise. Lord, we honor you tonight, Father, as we humbly bow at your presence, at your feet. Lord Jesus, and exalt your holy name. We thank you, Father, for the leaders of this house. Even Archbishop E. Bernard Jordan, Pastor and Prophetess Deborah Jordan, Father, that you continue to pour in your anointing upon their lives, Father, the vision, my God, and your great provision. We thank you for being our infinite source of supply. You are our Jehovah Jireh. We thank you, Father, that the needs and the lives of your people that you are meeting, even right now, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Father, for your anointing, my God, to set the captives free and open the prison doors to them who are bound tonight, Father, and be liberated in your presence and liberated by your Holy Spirit, liberated by your word as you go forth, my God, in the name of Jesus and your angels on a mighty assignment. We thank you, Father, for prophetess and Mother Mary Jordan and Pastor and prophetess Mother Mary Barron, Father, that you're touching a very unique way, Father, that you're strengthening, Father, as pillows in the kingdom, as pillows in Zoe, my God, that will continue to stand strong and tall, Father, you standing in them and, Father, round about them, my God, and guard them all with your truth. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for your angels, my God, protecting every Zoe ministry family, Father, every member, Lord Jesus, of the prophetic order of my life, Father, that you're covering with your blood tonight. And Father, we are thankful for the victory that is already allotted to us, my God, and we can walk, my God, in victory. And Lord, because we know that you are the glory and the lift up of our head, we give you praise, honor, and glory for doing it even right now. In Jesus' name, with thanksgiving. Amen.
Amen. Prophetess Tiny, if you're on the line, it's your turn. Prophetess Tiny. All right, Prophetess Tiny, move forward.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for this opportunity. We thank you for everyone that is on this call, God. We ask that you hear every prayer, every cry tonight, God. We ask that you cover our children, God. We ask that you correct and you bring an alignment to our sons and to our daughters, God. We ask that you favor them, God. And we lift up Prophetess Barbara, who's out there on the road, that is ministering to the people of God, and even with her prayer request, God, that she sent in. Father God, we ask all these things. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Father God, we will bless the Lord at all times, and his praise shall continue to be in our mouth. And Father God, we give you honor, we give you glory as we come before your throne of grace with praise and thanksgiving. Father God, we thank you right now for our Archbishop, Master Prophet, Bishop E. Bernard Jordan, and Pastor Prophetess Deborah Jordan, their beloved family and beloved grandchildren. And we plead your blood upon them right now and encamp your angels all around them in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Father God, for Mother Prophetess Mary Jordan. We plead the blood of Jesus over her, and we decree and declare strength and renewal upon her. In the name of Jesus, we plead the blood of Jesus over Prophetess Pastor Mary Barron right now, her beloved family. And we plead the blood of Jesus over her. And we thank you, Father God, that she's covered and the family is in your blood, over your blood, with the blood is over them now. In the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Father God, for every prophet that is on this line, God. I decree and declare victory and breakthrough and prosperity and increase upon their life right now in the name of you. I pray for every home right now. now. Father God, in the name of Jesus, as I stand on this scripture, Isaiah, hallelujah, 65:24, and it shall come to pass that before they call, I will answer, and while they were yet speaking, I will hear. And Father God, we know that, Father God, you have already answered. Even before we call on love, we call on peace, we call on joy, we call on prosperity, we call on success, we call on release, we call on divine protection, uncommon favor, we call on healing and breakthrough right now. In the name of Jesus, we call on deliverance for and salvation for our lost loved one now. In the name of Jesus, we decree and declare right now. In the name of Jesus, we decree and declare victory and breakthrough. And Father God, I plead the blood of Jesus for my son right now. And I thank you, God, that right now that you're causing the Holy Spirit to convict him and give, hallelujah, bring the conviction that you gave the prodigal son, that he will turn, hallelujah, back to your kingdom and come back into the Father's house and into his will, God, for his life right now. In the name of Jesus, God, we decree and declare victory, breakthrough for everyone under the sound of my voice, and uncommon favor and new money. I decree it now in Jesus' name. Amen, amen.
Father, we just thank you, Lord, for all the prayers, every request that was spoken on this prophetic midnight prayer call tonight. Father, we lift it up unto you. And Father, we say, let thy sacred and holy will be done, Father. Father, we thank you right now, Lord, for the turnaround. We thank you, Lord, because you're shifting things around for us. Father, even as we move forward in this day, the day that you have made, Father. Father, we thank you, Lord, that we will become wise as serpents and yet harmless as doves. Father, we decree and we pray, Lord, for every household that's represented here. Father, we say, let thy will be done. Have your way in and through them. In the name of Jesus, Father, we pray for those that are sick and shedding, Father. Father, you said by your stripes that they have already been healed, Father. And Father, we thank you, Lord, for your healing power that is going forth in their bodies right now. Touch their mind, their bodies, their soul, and spirit in the name of Jesus. And Father, even as we move forward in this day, Father, we thank you, Lord, for favor that shall surround us, favor that shall be with us, Father. And Father, we thank you, Lord, that whatsoever we touch, it shall prosper and it will begin to produce a right effect. In the name of Jesus, we pray, Father. Have your way, Father. Move like only you can move, Lord. Lord, we just thank you, Lord, that you're stirring things up and you're stirring up for our good, and we will be so kept to give your name the praise and the honor and the thanks now and forevermore. Amen, amen. Well, family, it's another night, rather another morning, that the Lord has been with us, and we give God praise and thanks. Thank you, family, once again for standing in one accord with us, praying and lifting up the name of Jesus. The Bible lets us know that if my people, which are called by my name, will humble themselves and pray, that we will hear from heaven. And people of God, I don't know about you, but I'm hearing from heaven. Amen. Because I'm not moved by what I'm feeling or seeing and hearing, but I'm only moved by the word of God. So God is moving, God is at work, and we are rejoicing in his holy name. Amen. So Prophetess Naomi, I'm decreasing so that you can increase. Give forth the announcement. Family, we love you, and we will see you again tomorrow morning. Peace, love, and blessings. God bless.
Love you, Pastor.
Amen. Amen. Love you, Pastor.
God bless you.
Love you, Pastor.
God bless you.
God bless.
Amen. Okay. And so thank you, Pastor Deborah. And so let's go ahead, and as we are wrapping up, thank you all who have participated in the prayer on this morning. And are there any announcements?
Yes, this is Prophetess Jessica. I just wanted to announce tomorrow afternoon at 12 noon. You do not want to miss out. We have a very exciting Talk Tuesday where we have a very special guest, our very own Chris Weaver, and we're going to have a very interesting conversation. I won't give any of it away. You will definitely have to tune in to hear it firsthand. So you don't want to miss that. That's tomorrow at noon on this very line.
And what's the topic?
I'm not telling you the topic. I'm letting you know that we have a very special guest by the name of Chris Weaver, and you do not want to miss out. He is actually a part of our music team at church. He's a phenomenal singer.
and an incredible performer as well. So like I said, you'll want to tune in. That is tomorrow at noon. And we have an exclusive interview with him. He was just interviewed for NBC News, and we have him as well. So like I said, you don't want to miss out tomorrow at noon. That's all I'm giving you. Tune in.
Prophetess Jessica, you can give us a little more than that. It's okay. People of God, just be there so you don't miss out. I'm going to be there. I want to know. I'm nosy. Okay.
You
got to
be in the know.
Jessica.
You're very welcome.
Amen. Oh, go ahead.
Prophetess Darlene Graham.
Yes, Prophetess Darlene. Go ahead.
About registration for the hotel. This is Prophetess Darlene Graham. Yes. I need everyone that's on the line, that's in the Book of the Month Club, that have not registered for their hotel for Prophecology, please do so. The link was sent out on May 10th. Check your emails. It would say Prophecology Hotel Registration, and the email was sent out Friday. So people, partners, please register. It's very important that you register ASCP. And also, there will be a training call tomorrow between 6 and 6:30, from 6 o'clock to 6:30. The number is 641-715-3631. The passcode is 774-706. Again, 641-715-3631. The passcode is 774-706. Thank you, Prophetess Bethany.
Thank you, Prophetess Darlene. Yes, people, you want to make sure that you are registered. Prophetess Darlene told me that's what I was talking about in the beginning of the call. Oh, I won't have a room, and I'm the bishop's daughter. So you want to make sure you go ahead and get registered and make sure you have done your due diligence. So check your email or call into customer care. If you cannot locate the email at 888-831-0434. Okay, thank you, Prophetess Darlene.
Oh,
and mine is complete. It is complete.
Amen, amen.
Amen. This is Prophet Joshua. And we cannot forget people to save the date, June 9th and June 10th, for our very own men's conference that we'll be having with our very own Archbishop, Master Prophet. And he will be having special guests. So save the date, June 9th and June 10th. This is only available for men. So only men can show up, so you women cannot be there, unfortunately, but you can invite your sons, invite your nephews, invite your husbands, brothers, uncles, so forth and so on. God bless you, Prophetess Bethany. Thank you.
Thank you, Prophet Joshua. Yeah, so that's June 9th and June 10th. And guess what, people of God? June 11th, the next day, Sunday, June the 11th, is our very own Archbishop's birthday. And I want to encourage each and every one of you to make sure that we honor the man of God. June 11th, stay tuned, because we are going to be announcing a few things that we want to go ahead and break out for the Master Prophet. So June the 11th, save the date. 6/11 is our bishop's birthday, June the 11th, Sunday. We'll be turning 58 years young. And, you know, the Master Prophet is always over-delivering and giving. And so he's going to be giving to the men for the 48 hours prior to his birthday. And so we want to make sure that we are preparing to honor the man of God. Amen. Okay, are there any other announcements? Okay, seems that we are all complete. Well, God bless you one and all. Thank you for being here and being a part of the Midnight Cry. We will be back here at 9 a.m. The Master Prophet will be here teaching for our conference call. And then at 12 noon, you know, Prophetess Jessica dangled that carrot, gave us a little teaser. Want to stay tuned for the Pop Life Radio at 12 noon. And then 11:55, we will be back here for the Midnight Cry. So God bless you all. Have a powerful, fantastic, magnificent, spectacular day. And we will talk to everyone later on today. God bless you all. Love you all. Peace.
God bless you.